Spectrum One is a big deal. You get Spectrum Internet with the most reliable internet speeds, free advanced Wi-Fi for enhanced security and privacy, and a free Spectrum Mobile Unlimited line with nationwide 5G included, all while saving big. For the big speed, big reliability, and big savings you want, get Spectrum One. Just $49.99 a month for 12 months. Visit spectrum.com/bigdeal for full details. Offer subject to change. Valid for qualified residential customers only. Service not available in all areas. Restrictions apply.
Whether you're a savvy spender maximizing your savings with cashback rewards, a thrifty rate watcher seeking the lowest interest, or a travel enthusiast looking for extraordinary perks, Kemba Financial Credit Union has a Visa to complement your lifestyle and unique needs. Apply today at Kemba.org to unlock a limited-time 2% cashback on purchases and pay 0% interest on balance transfers for an entire year with a new Visa from Kemba. You deserve a card that works for you. Restrictions apply. Offer ends June 30th, 2024.
Yeah.
Changing money, man.
I haven't been in this position, obviously, before. I know I'm going to get away for a little bit, get my mind right, and just see kind of how things play out. I'm excited for this. I'm excited for this team that, you know, all that we did this year. But, yeah, going forward, I mean, just the waiting game.
Do you want to test free agency and see kind of what other teams value you at, or are you interested in coming back before you even get there?
If everything shakes out right, you know, I hope it doesn't get that far, but, you know, you never know. You got to do what's best for me at the end of the day. It's been a great 4 years here, you know, just recapping it. We've built. I can now say that we're in a better position than I was when I got here, which I think is always my goal. And so now we'll see what happens in the future. But, yeah, I mean, I appreciated you guys there. Most of you guys, you know, we'll see. But it's been a great year.
It's a little strange that you guys have built so much, but a lot of you guys are not signed next year, so you don't really know what it could look like next year.
Yeah, it's a weird situation for sure. I think our core right now is good. I think it could be really good going forward. Got a lot of young talent. Obviously, you know, Shane and, you know, Dayball are going to do a lot of things to build on this team, create more depth, and to get us, you know, to where we need to be and where we want to be. But yeah, I mean, you never know how offseason shakes out. This team won't be the same going forward, and all you can hope for is just it improves. And so, yeah.
Julian, obviously, you know, there were a lot of questions about you coming in, right, this year.
Yeah.
And, you know, could you fill in for Logan and stuff? So, what do you think you showed people about your value to whoever, in terms of your positional value and what you can do?
Yeah, I think I've said it since the beginning, and a lot of you guys have seen it, and maybe in small moments. I don't think I've played better. I think I just played more. I think I've been pretty consistent, pretty productive in whatever capacity it's been in. This year, having to hold down the fort, I felt like at times, be the guy for us, I think I did a solid job. Obviously, there's always a lot to improve on, but, you know, I was leaving a lot of games this year, like, knowing that my best effort was out there. And so, yeah, I think it was a successful season for myself. And now I know what the bar is. And so going forward, I know what a full year as a starter is for me. And it's pretty damn good. And so I got to keep stepping it up.
Julian, I think it was during the bye that the Giants started the initial discussions about a contract extension. Mm-hmm. Were you privy to, like, are you involved in that? Do you just let your agent handle it? And did you leave those conversations thinking, like, you know what, we're moving towards a deal here?
Yeah, I was pretty involved. Obviously, the agents deal with that stuff. Oh, I lost you back there. No, you're good. I was pretty involved, and I am pretty involved in it. We left off in a better position at the end of the bye week, and we'll see how things shake out. But yeah, it's going to be an exciting time. Obviously, talks will be had. Now you're able to see a full, instead of a sample size at the bye week, you're able to see a full season of production. And so, you know, those talks will continue, obviously, and you guys know I love it here, and so we'll see what happens.
Julian, just to clarify, you said.
Oh, you got it.
Okay. What's it like in the immediacy of a season ending, as it does for, you know, most teams, including obviously yours last night?
Yeah, it's an emotionally vulnerable time, honestly. You know, you put your heart into so much, and, you know, like I said, to fall short is tough. You try to reflect in every way you can, but, you know, as I'm reading on the way back, I was reading a book on the way back, you know, from the game, you're just not paying attention to anything. You're just kind of reflecting on everything that happened this year, the highs, the lows. That's what a season is. I mean, one team this year is going to end the season on a happy note. We weren't that team this year. But, you know, thinking of all the highs and all the success that happened this year, it was pretty exciting. From, you know, the London game was fun. The home Ravens game was the loudest I've ever seen MetLife, to clinching against the Colts. It was just a whirlwind of good times, and we had a really good group in this locker room. A lot of great people. Everyone put their ego to the side. Some guys had the ego, but it all meshed together in a cohesive way. And so, you know, just as I was reflecting on this year, you know, I was just the most happy I've been the past 4 years.
Julian, you said that you have to do what's best for you, but is the preference to come back here and continue what this team started?
Yeah, I'm always somebody who, like I said, wants to continue to build on anything I'm a part of. I think I had a huge impact on this team this year, not just with play, but just who I am as a person. I think I was the level-headed person this locker room needed at times. And so, yeah, I love this place. I know this place, and there's familiarity with this place. The staff has been the best, all the people I've met over the past few years. I mean, that's the stuff that you love and you want to come back to. But, you know, this is – football is not forever. I know that. I put my body on the line every game, and I'm in the action every game. And so when I say I do the best thing for me, it's, you know, short-term thinking. You got to do the best for you to secure, you know, generational wealth for your family.
How far apart do you think you guys were when you talked at the bye week?
No, it got closer. We started off far, but we got closer. And so I think, you know, if all things shake out, it should be fine. But, yeah, I don't get this.
So there was some movement during the week?
There was some movement. Yeah, okay. There was some movement,
but it wasn't
for sure.
Just the one thing and then, okay.
Yeah, no, it was some movement. There was some good talks, and I think it was a good communication level with my party and Shane to understand kind of why things were what they were.
Would you plan, or have you talked directly to Joe? Not just say, like, oh, let my agent handle it. You say, listen, man, this is why I think – I'm going to tell you right to your face. This is why I think I should get – paid this money. This is my. You're doing it here. You're telling us why you're valuable. You're not shy, which is totally fine.
Yeah.
But will you do that? Have you done that?
Talk to him? Yeah, I think. Man to man, we have talked. You know, I was. I mean, he laid it out on kind of what he's looking for and what I feel like I have shown.
Yeah.
I always try to look at it from all perspectives and put myself in their shoes and what would they do, or what would I do if I was in their shoes. And so, I think with that level of understanding, something's going to get done for sure. You know, I wanted to be at a spot. I'm sure they wanted to be at a spot. But the respect between me, him, and all the people who are involved in this is all-time high, which I think is important. Mm-hmm. After the bye week, there's no animosity. I didn't shut down at all because we didn't get the deal done. I felt confident in my ability to show why I'm worth what I think I'm worth.
You sound optimistic that a deal's going to get done. Is that a safe characterization?
I can't say safe, but I have respect and trust in his decision-making process. And so that's what it is, and I'm continuing to be the person I am. But, yeah, I can't really say too much on that if I can guarantee a deal's going to get done.
Open a limited-time 11-month certificate at Kemba Financial Credit Union. At 5.25% APY, it's more than triple the national average, plus it's a safe and secure way to grow your money. Visit your local branch or kemba.org/cd for details. Offer expires May 31st, 2024. APY equals annual percentage yield. Restrictions apply. $500 minimum and $250,000 maximum deposit. Advantage status required. Comparison based on bank rate average. Federally insured by NCUA.
What's up, y'all? Janice Torres here.
And I'm Austin Hankwitz.
We're the hosts of Mind the Business, Small Business Success Stories, a podcast presented by iHeartRadio's Ruby Studios and Intuit QuickBooks. Join us as we speak with small business owners about the tools they use to turn their ideas into success.
From finding that initial spark of entrepreneurship to organizing payments and invoices, we've got you covered. So follow and listen to Mind the Business, Small Business Success Stories on the iHeartRadio app or wherever you get your podcasts.